Good morning. It's 6:59 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 22nd, 2021. The ambient temperature has gone from 62 when I left the house to 68 in 20 minutes, which makes me really glad that I got out when I did and underscores the importance of getting out when I did. So, yeah, there's that. Yesterday was kind of a... Yeah, that happened today. I didn't pay close attention to the time, so things got out of hand, well out of hand by the time lunch rolled around. And then I had fun with Sifu all afternoon, so yeah, that didn't work out very well. My legs are complaining a little bit this morning. I was really pumping right along the first mile. So what to talk about today? One of my problems this morning was that Windows decided that I really needed an update and refused to do anything other than update until I did. So that happened. And yes, that was a clap back to Flinger Foo. One of the YouTubers that my daughter and I looked at a lot playing Ark Survival was a guy named Flinger, Phlinger, Foo, Phoo. And it's just, there were three things that the kid and I would frequently say to each other, one of which was, that happened. And with this update, Windows decided to do all kinds of crap, which none of the settings, none of which were part of the desktop that they updated. So it took me a while this morning to sort it out and put it back the way I wanted it. Just tedious. And one more brick in the wall of, I really need to go to Linux full time, or at least dual boot it. And before I do that, I really need to put a bigger hard drive in for the boot drive, because it's still the little shrimpy one. Shrimpy, shrimpy, shrimpy. So one of the things that was hot on the hot bar today was a link from How to ADHD, Green Time. And I realized that this walk is my green time. Green time is put it all down and walk away for a little while and go outside, look at nature. Be in the moment. And I guess technically recording this while I'm on my green time is sort of a violation of the idea that you don't do anything. You just go outside and sort. But the other side of it is that I get a lot of benefit from talking to you guys. You know, walking along. Whatever happens to be top of mind. There have been a lot of times where I've been walking along, talking about the story and discovering, oh yeah, hey, there's a connection I hadn't seen before, so. It's less an obligation as much as a focusing tool. I'm going to go with that for the time being. Because the other thing that came across was actually a recent video. I haven't seen a lot of Jess McCabe lately, but was about subtracting solutions. Oh, there she is. Is that her? Maybe. I'm missing one of the NPCs, one of the regulars that I usually see. I thought if I started earlier again, I would see her again, but nope. Haven't seen her. And I don't think that's her either. As soon as I stepped outside this morning, my nose started running. I gotta figure it's something to do with allergies. So anyway, she's a recent one. It's just a few days old. About subtracting solutions. And it involved the tendency that we all have of, okay, I'm trying to get this done and I can't seem to get it to happen, so what do I need to add to make it work? And there comes a point where adding something doesn't really help. And maybe the answer is to subtract something. And I thought that this sort of struck a chord with me, a resonant note. It's like, yes, that's what I did last week when I went on vacation, when I said no to just about everything. Get the handkerchief into my jeans. So yeah, that was, it struck a resonant chord too. About adding something isn't actually necessarily the answer. And the problem might be, you need to let some things go. You need to figure out what's important and do that. At my first in-person therapy session in 15 months, I think. yesterday morning after the walk. You have to slow down because otherwise I'm gonna climb right up this person's backside. Which is okay because but it was really interesting to be in the same room. And it didn't seem all that different to me. Probably because I wasn't watching her body language that much. Kind of funny. Get ready to say it with me. Monkey bust. Ow. Cut my knuckles on the edge there. Thank goodness she's bundled up. Knit cap, wool coat. Okay. She turned off. I don't know how she could be wearing that much. Good, how are you? I'm sweating. So it was an interesting session. It was a good session. She heartily approved of me taking a few days off, going on vacation, as it were. And we talked a lot about rebuilding. And some of the building blocks that I need to be adding to the day. I need to get back to what do I consider to be stretch goals, for lack of a better term. It's like, okay, what's the least I can do that makes me think, okay, I've done the thing. I've done a thing. I've met my basic goal. I've met my basic objective. And stepping back for those few days, somebody's got a grill out beside the road here. I think there's a sign on it that I think it says free to a good home or something. So the basic building blocks. I start thinking about, okay, what are the blocks? The blocks are We have some support blocks like the calendar, which I need to update because I haven't updated it for June at all. Today's the 22nd. So I need to go do that. We talked about getting back into meditation practice. This lady with a baby on her chest and two dogs, one in either hand. Good morning. Good morning. Kids speaking out like, I don't know about this. So yeah, one of the blocks is meditation, because I still subscribe to Headspace. I still like the Headspace app. And we talked a little bit about, I'm morally out of practice now, so it'd be difficult for me to go back and sit for 20 minutes in silence. But like everything, I could start over. I have them all unlocked. I could just go through and do. Like, there's one in sports on motivation, or it was, I don't know if it's still there. But it was, I don't know, 10 questions, 5 questions on motivation. That, the one that keeps coming back to me is, how did it make you feel when you did it for fun? How did it make you feel when you did it for fun? I think about that a lot. And the goal with meditation, as I've mentioned probably 100 times so far, the goal is to not to answer the question. The goal is just meditate on the question. How did it make you feel when you did it for fun? And sort of examine the feelings that the question brings up. It's a good exercise, and I think the Daily Stoic gives me more things to think about. Journaling was one. Journaling was something that I did for, geez, quite a long time. I have a big pile of these hardcover. Look term 1917s. Which are basically moleskins with a different name. And the Daily Stoic, I was going to say the Daily Skeptic, but no, the Daily Stoic talks a lot about Marcus Aurelius and what his daily schedule was like when he was emperor of Rome. And the guy got more done before breakfast than a lot of people do in the whole day. And one of the things he always did in the morning was to sit down and write in his journal. And the last thing he did at the end of the day was write in his journal. So it's sort of like, okay, here's what I think about today is going to do, what we need to pay attention to, what's important. And at the end of the day, he goes back and recaps and says, okay, this is what I thought in the morning. This is what I think now. This is how it went. This is what I might have done better. And I suspect a certain amount of it is, okay, I did this pretty well. And it's a sort of mindfulness exercise in dealing with the vicissitudes of daily living. I think it's probably one of the things that I could be doing. It might be one of the building blocks that I want to go back to and add in. And I got to look at the foundations again and say, is 2,000 words the foundation? Is that what I want to do for the day? If I do that, then everything after that is gravy. And part of me says, it's kind of a low bar. And another part of me says, by whose standard? I have to walk around with the sprinklers this morning. So that's something I need to meditate on. In the meantime, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.